10 plague brought the people of Israel out of Egypt.
那我们都知道，神降下了十个灾祸，然后带领着以色列人离开了埃及。
And then, furthermore, God separated the Red Sea and allowed the people of Israel to go through the Red Sea.
神甚至将红海分开来，让以色列人能够从红海当中走过。
Henceforth, the life of the wilderness for the people of Israel begin.
所以，这个以色列人就开始了一个新的生活。
The life of wilderness begin.
开始了旷野的这个生活。
Before they were living their life in Egypt.
他们当时在之前他们生活在埃及的生活。
After they go through the Red Sea, they started to their life of wilderness.
但是呢，从他们当他们从这个红海起来的时候，他们就开始了一个崭新的旷野生活。
Often people like to use this as an analogy. Life in Egypt is like life in the world.
很多人喜欢把这个故事拿来当做比喻。这个生活在埃及就好像生活在这个世界上。
Life in the wilderness can be compared our life to heaven. For the people of Israel, they were living in on the way, they were on the way to Canaan.
反过来讲呢，这个生活在旷野，就有人把它比喻成说，这是一条追求永生，就好像以色列人他们要往这个迦南前进的生活。
So passing the Red Sea is the turning point for the people of Israel.
这个通过了，就走过了红海，就是一个转捩点。
Just like we the believer, it is the same.
就好像我们信徒也是一样。
Water baptism is our turning point, the beginning of our spiritual life.
这个洗礼就好比是一个转捩点，从洗礼之后，我们就开始了一个崭新的属灵生活。
We look at different, for example, Dead Sea, the word Dead Sea, because the salinity is too high, therefore nothing grows. That's why it's called Dead Sea.
那我们都知道，这个世界上在中东的地区呢，有一个叫死海。那它因为它的盐分非常的高。
In China, there's a yellow river because a lot of time, because the dirt comes up and it makes the water yellowish, so called yellow river.
在中国有一条黄河，那因为它这个泥土带来的浑浊，让这个河水常常都是非常的浑浊，所以称为黄河。
But if you look at the Red Sea, you don't see red water.
但是你看红海，它的海水并不是红的。
God allowed the Red Sea to call Red Sea, I think it's for a reason.
我相信说神之所以称红海为红海，那应该是有理由的。
Because the Red Sea symbolizes water baptisms.
因为这个红海预表着这种大水洗。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2.
第十章，哥林多前书第十章的第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
第二节，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
They say they were baptized in the sea, in the cloud, in the sea, into Moses.
这里提到说，这个受洗呢是在云里，在海里，并且归了摩西。
Because Moses signified Christ, to come.
因为摩西预表的这个即将到来的基督。
Today we also baptize into Christ in the water.
那我们今天也借着受洗，在水里受洗，归入了基督。
Even though you don't see redness in the water, but there is a blood, red blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in the water.
虽然我们没有看到水中有红色的血，但是这个水象征着耶稣基督的宝血。
We all heard a lot of testimony of people witness blood in the water.
我们也听到很多的见证，提到说他们在水中看见血。
I think preacher or minister must have witnessed to you all already that the water baptism that was taking place a few months ago in Sacramento.
我想有些人可能从传道那边听到这个见证，就是在几个月前在 Sacramento 的一个洗礼。
The brother baptized before he went into water, he saw blood, and when he immersed into the water, he also saw blood.
有一个弟兄，他在进入这个水中的时候，他看到水中充满了血，然后他进到水里之后，看到他的水都是红色的。
He was really excited, exuberant.
然后非常的兴奋。
This because in the water has the blood of Jesus.
因为他从水中看到了象征耶稣基督
宝血。It is the blood of Jesus save us.
是耶稣基督的宝血，他拯救了我们。
Save us from the power of sins.
耶稣基督的宝血把我们从罪的辖制当中拯救出来。
Sometimes people might have this mentality.
有时候很多人会有这样的想法。
I don't have a choice when I come to believe in the Lord Jesus. I was baptized when I was young.
很多人说他对相信主并没有选择，因为在他很小的时候他就已经受洗。
So I don't have a choice.
因为他没有选择。
Actually, God gave you the choice.
但是事实上是神给他的这个选择。
It wasn't our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and opened a way for us so that we can go through the Red Sea into the baptisms.
那是因为耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，所以他打开了红海的道路，我们能够接受他的宝血洗礼。
We will have no choice but live in sin and later die in sin.
我们并没有任何其他的选择，除了说将这个罪洗净，然后让这个死受死归入基督。
And this is how it was with the people of Israel.
这也跟以色列人当时是一样的。
When they were in Egypt,
当他们生活在埃及的时候
they can only do what the Pharaoh told them.
他们只能做法老所叫他们所做的事。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
我们看出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记的第二章。
Verse 23.
23节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 23.
出埃及记二章二十三节。
Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. They cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
二十三节，过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
Jump to chapter 5, verse 8.
跳到第五章。
And you shall lay on them quota of bricks, which they made before. You shall not reduce, Exodus chapter 5, verse 8.
五章八节。
And you shall lay on them the quota of bricks, which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cried out, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God.The people of Israel, they were doing hard work.
在埃及的以色列人，他们做苦工。
Construction work.
他们做一些建筑的工作。
According to Exodus chapter 1, verse 11, they were building Pithom and Ramesses.
我们看到这个在第一章的地方，他们盖了很多这个法老的。
Chapter 1, verse 11.
在第一章的第十一节，他们为法老建造两座这种积货的城。
Biblical scholars think that is a city for storage for of weapons.
这些是用来这个存积那些武器。
And that's the Pharaoh told them go and build more bricks and build more material so they could do the constructions.
所以他们必须要生产更多的这个材料，所以他们可以建筑更多的
城。Under the scorching sun in Egypt, it's not like this day we have air conditions.
它是在那种埃及的这种大太阳底下。
You know, construction job pay pretty good. Do you know that?
我们知道说，在美国这个建筑工他们的收入不错。
I have people work for me in the warehouse. We don't pay as good as construction workers.
就像在仓库、在货仓里面工作人，他们的收入就不如像建筑的工人。
I have the people that work for me in the warehouse. They say I did construction job before.
像我的一些员工在仓库里面的这些员工，他就说他们曾经做过这些建筑工。
Yeah, the pay is good, but that's not for me.
他们说他们以前的这个收入很好。
It's just very intense and very, you gotta be scorched by the sun constantly.
啊，这个建筑工相当的辛苦啊，非常的紧张，因为
hard labor, hard labor,、
必须要在这个大太阳底下辛苦的工作。
And that's how it was with the people of Israel, constantly day in and day out, every day.
啊，这就好比说在埃及的以色列人，他们在这个太阳底下啊、日夜的工作。
And they were oppressed, and even though they increased the quota, you have to build more. They don't do it, they get punished.
啊。这个法老王呢，甚至增加了他们的需要这个达到的目标。那如果你达到不了这个目标，就会受到惩罚。
They have no choice. They cannot say to Pharaoh, "No, we don't want to do it."
他们没有选择，他们没有办法跟法老说我们不想做。
Because they were under control of Pharaoh or Egypt.
因为他们是在这个法老的辖制之下。
That is spiritual speaking. Just like people who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ yet before.
这就好比说，有些人他在还没有信主之前啊，受到了某种辖制。
They did a lot of things that are against the teaching of the scriptures.
他们做了很多违反圣经的事情。
They do a lot of things against their own conscience.
他们做了很多违反他自己良知的事情。
That Paul stated in the book of Romans chapter 7.
就好像在罗马书第七章所提到的。
What I will to do, I do not do. The very thing that I will not to do, yet I did.
我想做的我做不到，但是我不想做的我反倒去做了。
Oh, they groan, they were sorrow spiritually, for a lot of people.
所以他们事实上在他们的灵性里面是非常的痛
苦。They have no choice.
但是他们没有选择。
Because Lord Jesus did not save them out through the Red Sea, through water baptisms.
因为他们没有借着神的宝血得到自由。
Before people believe in the Lord Jesus.
人在相信耶稣基督之前
they can, what they pursue are only their desire.
他们所追求的就是满足自己的欲望。
They have no freedom to do what is right.
他们没有那种自由的意志去做他们认为对的事情。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
我们看一下生命记第四章。
Verse 20.
第四章二十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20.
生命记四章二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20. But the Lord had taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be his people, an inheritance as you are this day.
二十节。神将你们从埃及领出来，脱离铁炉，要特作自己产业的子民，像今日一样。
People before they were saved, before they were saved by the blood of Jesus, just like in the spiritual Egypt. It's like in the spiritual Egypt.
这个在灵性上来讲，当人还没有被耶稣基督的宝血所救之前，就好比说他们生活在埃及。
They can only be burned in sin and later finally die in their sins.
他们只能够受到这种罪的燃烧，然后最后死在罪中。
Just like look at the people around us in the world.
就好像我们周遭的其他的那些不信的人。
Many of them only pursue for their to gratify their desire.
他们都在追求自己的荣耀，满足自己的欲望。
Adding more material, adding more ways of how to enjoy, even in sins.
他们不断的这个追求这种物质的。最终的享受。
Because they were under the control of Pharaoh, the devil.
他们就好比说当时的以色列人在法老的辖制之下。
But after we had gone through the Red Sea,
但是当我们经过了红海之后
we are now in the wilderness, spiritual wilderness.
我们在属灵的旷野里面行走。
We are now under the guidance of the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud.
我们在这种云柱跟火柱的引导之下。
Satan's power had no more control over us.
撒旦的力量，他不再能够辖制我
们。We now are under the guidance of the Word of God and the movement of the Spirit of God.
我们是生活在神的话语跟这种圣灵的感动之下。
There's different type of lives.
这是完全截然不同的生活。
We still live each day. Each day we live every day. One day in Egypt is also passed by. It's just like also one day passed by in the wilderness.
我们在这种我们在世俗上过一天呢，就好比说在这个也是像在这个旷野中过度过了一天。
Does that mean we after we save, after we are baptized, we don't live our life anymore?
并不是说我们受洗之后呢，我们就不用再过日子了。
We still live our life each and every day, just like other people.
我们还是每天要生活就像所有其他人一样。
Only our lifestyle is different.
但是我们生活的方式就不再一样了。
We are still vulnerable to many other things that the people of the world have to face.
我们就像其他很多的人一样，我们要去面对应该要面对的问题。
We'll grow old, we'll grow sick.
我们会逐渐的老去，我们也会生病。
We're also vulnerable to some terminal illness, perhaps.
我们同样跟其他人一样，也会生病，会在受这个疾病之苦。
Last Friday.
上个星期五。
Well, actually, Thursday it had started several weeks ago.
事实上是在几个星期之前。
I feel the numbness on my left arm. I feel kind of numb.
他觉得，我觉得说，我的手背有一点这个不舒服，麻痹。
And then couple of weeks ago, I went to ask a brother who practiced medicine when he was in his country, Indonesia.
那几个星期之前
，What's wrong with me? You know, how come I feel numbness?
几个星期之前呢，我就去请教一位印尼来的一位弟兄，他以前是在印尼是在学医的。
And he take my blood pressure and say, "Yeah, okay, probably got picked. You probably slept in the wrong position, huh?"
他帮我量了一下我的血压，然后他说我没有问题，可能只是因为睡觉的时候姿势不太对。
And、last Thursday.
上个星期是。
I started feel like tightness on my chest.
我觉得心脏有一点压迫感。
So、I said to myself, I'm gonna call the doctor, make appointment tomorrow.
然后我就
which is last Friday.
我告诉我自己就说我要打电话给我的医生，然后我要去去见一下医生。
So last Friday after work, it was at 2-3 o'clock. We usually get off early on Friday. So 2-3 o'clock, I called the doctor.
所以上星期五我就打电话去给我的医生，在下午的时候。
Not a doctor, but try to make an appointment. I say, I have numbness on my left arm, tightness on my chest.
我告诉我在约诊的时候，我告诉医生说我觉得我的手有点麻痹，然后我觉得我的心口有点这个有点压迫感。
And can you please can you please give me an appointment?
所以我想说你可不可以
see my doctor.
帮我排一个时间，所以我可以去见我的医生。
The nurse can say, let me ask the doctor. She went to ask the doctor.
好，这护士就告诉我说他要去问一下医生。
He start asking me, where are you now? Where are you now?
那就开始问我说你现在在哪里。
Are you experiencing shortage of breath?
你也觉得说呼吸困难吗？
Is your chest still hurting right now?
你的胸口会痛吗？
I said, no, I'm okay. Just give me an appointment. He said, no, I'm not going to get you. Come into, you call 911 right now.
我跟他讲说我觉得很好，那你只要给我约一个时间让我去看一下就可以了。但是那个医生告诉我不行，你要立刻打这个 911.
I feel okay. I don't want to call 911. Going to cost me too much money.
然后我就告诉医生说不要，我觉得我很好，我不想要打电话叫救护车，因为太贵了。
And she told me, are you going to die? You might have a heart attack and die and hit somebody.
那医生说你想要死吗？你很可能就会有心脏病发作，然后很可能死掉，也很可能撞到别人。
Right now.
医生告诉我说坚持说你一定要立刻打911。
I said, no, I'm not going to call 911. When she said, are you going to die? I told her, no, my God will protect me.
那医生问我说难道你不怕死吗？那我就告诉他说我相信我的神会保护我。
I'll go into emergency.
然后那时候我就到这个急诊室去。
So I went into emergency.
我去让他急诊。
And the doctor checked my blood and put some machine on my chest.
那医生呢他帮我量血压，然后帮我做一些检查。
And everything come out normal.
但是检查结果所有的东西所有的情况都是正常。
Before I went in, I forgot to tell you, I called my mom.
当我进去的之前，我就先打电话给我妈妈。
妈妈 tell you something.
我跟我妈妈讲说啊，我要跟你讲一件事情。
Please don't worry.
但是你先不要担心。
I was kind of hesitant to tell her. But that's my mom. I think I should tell her.
我本来是有点犹豫该不该告诉她，但是我觉得她是我的。
So I told her again, please don't worry. So I'll tell you.
所以我先跟她讲说，你不要担心，那我就告诉你。
I told her three times.
告诉她三次。
Then I told her.
所以然后我就。
What happened with me? The doctor told me to go into emergency.
我就告诉她事情发生的经过，然后告诉她说这个医生啊叫我要到这个急诊。
Please don't worry.
我再跟我妈妈提醒一次，请你不要担心，我很好。
Next thing, not long ago, I received a phone call from Tammy.
然后过了一会儿，我就从 Tammy 那边接到电话。
Well, I'm sorry, I did not receive. My wife received first. My wife.
我的太太就接到 Tammy 打来的电话。
I was on the way in the hospital already.
我是准备要去医院。
And they checked me, and everything turned out okay, and later released me.
他们检查之后情况都很好，所以他们就让我出院。
As soon as I got out of hospital, because I'm supposed to make some arrangement for people to arrive the following day. So I called one brother in Marseille, Daniel in Marseille, which is a couple hours away. Call him, hey, you got to pick up such and such sister.
我在那到急诊室之前呢，我先打电话给 Marseille。
After I was released，
我离开那个急诊室之后，我打电话给这个在 Marseille 的 Daniel，请他去接某姐妹。
First word he asked, "Are you okay?"
Daniel 就问我说你还好吗？
And then and later my mom also called me. She was on the way that evening to my house, and she did.
我妈妈
took the next flight, the evening flight to Sacramento from Los Angeles.
我妈妈那时候接到这件知道这件事情之后，当天晚上呢，她就搭了飞机从洛杉矶飞到 Sacramento.
Another sister, Shirley, called my wife.
那另外一个姐妹 Shirley, 她就打电话来安慰我的太太。
And then, Tammy called.
然后 Tammy 又打电话。
Sister Tammy called. And then my brother called.
然后我的弟弟也打电话给我。
Oh, so many people called me.
很多的人就打电话来。
I said, really, am I really that serious?
我有时候觉得问我自己说我有真的那么严重吗？
Maybe the sign is serious, huh? I hope that's the only sign.
这个我希望它这只是一个一个现象。
I did a treadmill too last Wednesday, turned out to be okay.
那我这个 return 我回去看，然后那个结果都没有问题。
The numbness and the tightness is still there and comes and go.
但是我这个手这个麻痹的感觉，还有这个心口这个压迫的感觉，它有时候还是会发生。
And then getting a little bit worse too.
有时候觉得好像情况稍微糟一点。
I don't know what that means. Really, I might have a pinch on a nerve or really something else.
我不知道到底是我身体哪个部分有什么样的问题。
But this all tells me we are still vulnerable.
这事实上只告诉我们说跟其他人都一样。
Even though after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然我们相信了耶稣基督。
We are still vulnerable to all kinds of things.
我们还是许多事情还是会发生在我们身上。
Only thing different about us after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们相信耶稣基督之后，唯一不同的事情
is our pursuit is different.
是我们所追求的东西不一样。Our lifestyle is different. 我们生活的方式不一样。
We now have a real hope.
我们有真实的希望。
We are not controlled by Pharaoh, the Satan anymore.
我们不再受法老或者是撒旦的辖制。
To die and live in sin and die in sin at the end.
我们
To live in sin and die in sins, controlled by Satan.
我们生活在罪中，然后死在罪中就好像被撒旦所辖制。
We now are in a spiritual journey in the wilderness.
我们现在是走在一个属灵的旅程。
And our final destiny is Canaan, the land of Canaan.
我们最后的目标，我们的目的地是属灵的迦南地。
The life of wilderness, the type of food they.The people of Israel eat is mostly only one.
我们知道说，在旷野生活中的以色列人，他们所吃的食物大概只有一种。
Let's turn to Numbers.
我们看民数记。
Number chapter 11.
民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11.
数记十一章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4 to 7.
四到第七节。
Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to the intense craving, so the children of Israel also wept again, saying, "Who will give us meat to eat?" Verse 5.
六节。
We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, leeks, and onions, and garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. Now the manna was like a coriander seed, and its color like the color of Berylium.
第四节，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”第五节，我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。第六节，现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这玛纳以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。第七节，这玛纳仿佛是圆锥子，又好像珍珠。
People of Israel, according to Scripture, they have one thing to eat.
根据圣经，当时的以色列人在旷野呢，只有一种东西可以吃。
That manna that God gave them as the dew comes down from heaven, so the manna came down together.
这个神从天上降下的玛纳给旷野的以色列人。
And that's all they eat 40 years.
那是他们在40年当中吃的。
According to the Bible, the manna did not stop come down. People of Israel did not stop eating manna until they reached the land of Canaan.
根据圣经的记载，以色列这个玛纳足足在旷野降了40年，一直到这个以色列人进到迦南。
40 years they eat nothing but manna.
在40年当中没有吃别的东西，只有玛纳。
Or maybe on chapter 11 of the book of Exodus, it says they ate the meat of quail. When they were complaining, God continued. If you continue to read, God gave them meat for quail. But most of the time, they eat nothing but manna.
在出埃及记第十一章的时候记载说，当以色列人向神抱怨的时候，神呢就降下这个烟吞肉让他们吃。但是大部分的时候，以色列人吃的还只是manna。
Compared to the time when they were in Egypt, they were able to eat cucumber, melons, leeks, onions, and garlics.
跟他们当时在埃及的生活比较，在埃及时他们可以吃很多其他的黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜或者是葱蒜。
And they say the fish we ate freely because they live right by the Nile River. You could go fishing themselves. Don't cost them anything.
那他们说他们可以随意的吃鱼因为他们生活在埃及，靠近这个尼罗河可以有很多的鱼可以吃。
Especially in those days, the water is not as polluted as nowadays.
特别是在几千年前，这个水是没有像今天受到这么多的污染。
So you can imagine that in those days must be plenty of fish for them to catch and to eat.
所以你可以想象说，在当时呢，在河里面一定有许多的鱼可以让他们来食用。
So people of Israel they complain, "Now we don't have anything but this."
所以以色列人在旷野里面向神抱怨说，我们什么东西都没得吃。
They could manna, they could make it make a cake or make a pastry, or maybe bake it. Is it in verse 8? Verse 8, tell them what they do. They can cook it in the pans and make cakes of it, and it tastes was like the taste of pastry prepared with oil. In verse 8 of the same chapter.
在第八节的地方，他们提到说这些玛纳可以用磨的、推的，或者是用臼捣煮在锅中，然后可以做成饼，然后它的滋味就好像新油。
Little bit like a pancake, huh?
听起来像是那个美国的这个 pancake.
Or maybe hot cake or McDonald's.
或者是说像这个麦当劳的这个
hot cake. I love it. I used to eat it all the time.
我是很喜欢吃那个东西。
Pour honey over it.
在上面淋上个蜂蜜。
I could eat that for breakfast.
我吃那个当我的早餐。
But for the people of Israel, they eat manna not 1 week, or 4 weeks, or 4 months, but for 40 years.
但是呢，像以色列人，他们吃这些玛纳不是只有 一个星期两个星期，不是一个月四个月，而是四十年。
Just imagine anything we like. Just imagine what a steak. If you like steak.
我们只要想象说，不管说我们所喜爱的任何东西，像牛排。
For me, I like a lot of Chinese delicacies. That's a Taiwanese style.
我很喜欢许多台湾的食物。
I still miss some of the delicacies in Monterey Park, Los Angeles.
我还很怀念那个时候住在洛杉矶的 Monterey Park, 有很多台湾的食物。
Just picture any of the delicacies you like, and you eat for 1 month, every day. And three meals. And three meals.
想象说有一种你很喜欢的食物，但是你每天吃它，三餐都吃它吃一个月。
Breakfast, for breakfast, let's say for example, steak, for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner.
就好像牛排，你早餐也吃，中午也吃，晚餐也吃。
Monday all the way to Sunday.
从星期一一直吃到星期天。
By the time, I don't think you need to be until Sunday, when you see the steak, you go,push away.
我相信不用等到星期，不用等到七天，那你在看到牛排的时候，你就
把它推开。Or if you have kids, you try to feed a kid will be throwing up.
或者是你想要喂小孩子，小孩子说不定都会吐出来。
But people of Israel, they ate it for manna for 40 years.
但是以色列人在旷野里面吃了四十年的玛纳。
Why God? What kind of lesson was God teaching them in this?
到底神要让他们学习到什么样的东西呢？
I think we can learn from this as living a simple life, huh?
我想我们可以从当中
It couldn't be more simple than that.
我们从当中可以学习到说怎么样过一个很简单的生活，因为大概没有比这个更简单的生活。
In this life, in this spiritual life of wilderness, we need to live a simple life.
在这种世俗的生活当中，我们要学习能够过一种简单的生活，就像在旷野里。
It's not that we cannot work, we cannot have friends outside the church.
这并不表示说我们不需要工作，也不表示说我们不可以交外面的朋友。
We cannot have other activities.
我们不能有任何其他的活动。
But rather, it's our heart, our mentality.
而是更多的是在我们心里面，我们的心灵上。
If you look at the people of Israel, the way they dwell, you look at the 12 tribes, they pitch their tent around the tabernacle.
如果我们看圣经所记载这个在神的会幕当中，这个以色列人他们的十二个支派乃是围绕着神的会幕而居住。
That also has some teaching in that too.
这当中也有许多的教训。
God being in the center, the tabernacle, the ark, in the center.
神的会幕他在正中间。
And they all live around it.
然后所有的十二支派围绕着这个会幕而居住。
Their daily life, their daily affair, is in and out around the temple of God, the tabernacle of God.
这预表说他们每天日常的生活都是围绕着神的会幕、神的殿。
So it should be with our life styles.
这事实上呢，才是我们应该追求的生活
方式。After we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们相信了耶稣基督之后
，coming to attendOr participate in church activity should not be just one of our many, many affairs.
我们相信了耶稣基督之后，我们来到教会敬拜神，或者是类似的信仰的活动，并不只是我们生活中的一小部分。
It should be the majority part of our lifestyles.
它应该是我们生活的重点。
Not to too busy with many other things.
我们不要把自己
When we spend time in other things,
我们不要把自己太多的其他时间花费在不是这种教会的事情上。
We lose time for the spiritual things.
我们
We lose time when we spend too much time in the secular affairs.
我们如果花太多的时间在其他世俗的事物上
we will simply lose a lot of time for spiritual affairs.
那我们相对的就会失去在神的世上的这些时间。
The life of the wilderness for the people of Israel were living in the tent.
以色列人他们生活在旷野中，是居住在帐篷里面。
Number chapter 11 verse 10.
我们看民数记第十一章。
Chapter 11 verse 10.
十一章第十节。
Then Moses heard the people weeping throughout their family, and the anger of the Lord was chapter 11.
民数记十一章第十节，摩西听见百姓各在各家的帐篷门口哭嚎，神的怒气便大发作，摩西就不喜悦。
Everyone at the door of his tent. Everyone at the door of their tent. Everyone they have a tent, and that's what they, how they live in the wilderness.
这里提到说在百姓各在各家的帐篷门口，这就是他们所生活的方式。
The housing they have is very different than that at the time when they were in Egypt.
那他们在旷野居住的方式是跟当时住在埃及是大不相同。
According to some biblical scholar that they excavated some Egypt housing, Egyptian housing.
有一些圣经的学者，他们的发现了很多这个当时埃及的居住。
The housing in the Egypt in those times, they usually like to build a house face the north.
当时的埃及人他们盖房子的时候喜欢让这个门口朝北。
Oftentimes they have wind blowing from the south.
因为那个风从南边来。
And the wind carries a lot of heat.
然后这个风会带来很多的热气。
And also on the rooftop of the house, they usually have some cooling device.
然后再
allow air to go in, to cool down.
在那个房子的屋顶上面呢，他们会有一些简单的设施，能够让一些比较凉的空气能够进入房子里面。
And they also have some, they also found some hanging place, hidden hanging place in the house. Maybe for hanging clothing and things like that.
他们在房子里面呢，看到很多可以悬挂衣服的很多这些挂东西。
And they found, the house is of a wooden door, wooden door.
他们也发现说，当时的房子是有这种有木材的这个的门。
But no, it's not lock. I guess the security wasn't as important as we needed these days.
但是他们那个门没有门锁，我猜想是因为他们那个时候的治安不像我们现在这么糟糕。
That's the type of housing they have for the people of Israel when they were in Egypt.
这是当时以色列人他们住在埃及的时候所居住的房子。
But as for the people of Israel, they now live in tent.
但是在旷野中的以色列人，他们是居住在帐篷里面。
Because for one thing, if you read the scripture, you'll see.Whenever the cloud over the tabernacle go lift up.
那这个就像我们读圣经里面所记到的，当这个云柱它这个照在这个会幕上面的时候，他们就
lift up away from the tabernacle.
他们就会启程。
And then they would that means the time for them to move.
所以他们就会开始，当这个云柱往前走的时候，他们就会开始往前走。
If the cloud over the tabernacle remained there, then they will continue to stay there.
当这个会幕上面的这个云柱停下来的时候，他们就在那边居留。
Could be a few days, could be a few months, could be years.
他们很可能这个停留几天、几个月，甚至于一年。
But that could, you never know when.
他们都不知道说他们到底要停留多久。
So they have to be ready.
所以他们要随时随地都要准备。
When the cloud goes up, away from, lift up from the tabernacle, the tent of tabernacle.
当这个云柱升起的时候。
They have to, tear down their tent.
他们就要
get ready to go.
收拾他们的帐篷，然后准备随时准备启程。
So tent is the most convenient, way for them to live in the wilderness.
所以这个帐篷对他们来讲是最在旷野当中最方便的这个居住方式。
You cannot build houses like they have in Egypt.
他们没有办法像埃及一样为自己盖这个固定的房子。
Maybe by the time they finish building it.
因为呢，当他们刚刚完成好房子的时候。
Maybe it's time to go again. So they got to tear down the whole house.
所以他们那个时候说不定就是要准备继续往前走了，他们又不能把房子给拆掉。
So the tent is the best way.
所以我们可以了解这个帐篷对他们来讲是
最好的。Very simple and very convenient.
因为它非常简单，非常的方便。
This of course also teaches something.
这当然也给我们一些属灵的教训。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前后书。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四节第四章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
哥林多后书四章十六节。
Therefore, we do not lose our heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inner man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far exceeding an eternal way of glory. Why we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Verse 5, chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens.
Okay, 第四章，哥林多后书第四章第十六节。所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。十七节，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。第五章第一节，我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造的，在天上永存的房屋。第二节，
Living the people of Israel living in a tent reminded them that their home is not in the wilderness.
以色列人他们居住在帐篷里面，是在提醒说他们的永生的家并不是在这个世上。
They can ready pack up anytime.
他们可以随时就收拾起来，准备往前走。
If it was God's will that for me to leave last Friday, I may be packed up my tent already.
如果不是神的旨意让我存留，说不定我上个星期五就已经把我的帐篷收起起来，准备走了。
That could happen to any one of us.
这件事情也可能发生在每一个人的身上。
Our home is not on this earth.
我们的家不在这个世上。
Our home is in heaven.
我们的家是在天国。
This is a temporary.
这只是世上的房子，只是暂时的。
That is the whole why we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we believe that He had already prepared a mansion for us in the other side of the River Jordan.
我们为什么会相信耶稣基督？是因为我们相信他已经为我们预备了一个更美好的，在约旦河的另外一边。
We have many testimony of people who witnessed in the vision that they went to heaven.
我们有很多的弟兄姐妹见证说他们看到这个天国的景象。
We have even people come back from dead to witness to us.
我们甚至很多人从死里复活回来告诉我们。
That yes, there is a heaven.
我们确信说那的确是有天国。
Our Lord God also give us an evidence to He give each and every one of us Holy Spirit.
神也赐下这个圣灵给我们每一个人作为证据。
To tell us yes.He is preparing a heaven for us.
是告诉我们说他的确在为我们准备了一个更美好的地方。
We are living in the tent on earth.
我们活在世上只是居住在帐篷里面。
This is not our home.
这不是我们真正的家。
Our home is in heaven.
我们的家在天国。
The life of the people of Israel living in the wilderness serves as many teachings for us.
这个以色列人他们居住在旷野和居住在埃及给了我们许多的教训。
Our time's up. We can conclude singing a hymn.
好，我们现在一起来结束唱诗。
Sing hymn 189.
我们唱诗189首。